Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tu safar mera hai tu hi meri manzil.
That's music from the new Bollywood movie This Heart Is Complicated, directed by Karan Johar. It opens Friday after a Hindu nationalist party in India withdrew its opposition. The head of the MNS party is calling for all Pakistanis to be banned from Indian films after 18 Indian soldiers were killed in September in an attack that India blamed on Pakistani militants. Karan Johar's film features the Pakistani star Fawad Khan. This is a big deal. Initially, the director argued that since he made the film before the flare-up, he should get a pass. Then he abjectly apologized and said on YouTube videos he'd never again make the mistake of using actors from a neighboring country.
I need to say this, and I say this with strength, that for me, my country comes first. Nothing else matters to me but my country. I've always felt that the best way to express your patriotism is to spread love. And that's all I've ever tried to do through my work and my cinema.
Well, journalist Siddharth Bhatia wrote in response that the apology made Johar look like an errant student, like a hostage, which, in fact, Bhatia writes, he was. Siddharth Bhatia joins us now by Skype from Mumbai. Siddharth, welcome.
Thank you.
When you say a hostage, you mean metaphorically. So let's remind people, you have Hindu-dominated India, Muslim-dominated Pakistan. They were once one. They were split in 1947 and have since been at odds, long battled over the disputed border area, Kashmir. But how did these tensions spill over into Bollywood?
You know, Hindi films, Bollywood films are very popular across the border. Pakistani soaps have been coming into India for many years. In fact, Fawad Khan was discovered in one such soap. He became quite a heartthrob with the ladies. So there was no problem. But periodically, something flares up. This time, the trigger was, the excuse was the killing of 18 or 19 soldiers in India, which India has directly blamed on Pakistani-based terrorist militants. So this party took advantage of that situation and said that Pakistani actors should not be allowed. But after standing up for it, initially and resisting, Karan Johar just capitulated, gave in. And that video was, you know, carrying things a bit too far. As you said, it was abject. And he was a hostage. He was a hostage not just to this party and its ideology, but also to this growing sense of intolerance in this country about anything which does not agree with your point of view.
Well, he's not the only one who's standing up and saying things, perhaps forced, as the director Johar was, or because they want to. You have actors who have stood up and said, I'm not going to act with Pakistani actors. You have film festivals that have rejected films that have Pakistani actors in them. Can you tell how many of these people are feeling pressure from the Hindu Nationalist Party, and how many are doing this because this is how they feel?
I can't say for sure. The thing is, I doubt whether this is the general mood in the country. Because, you know, people love to listen to Pakistani songs, watch Pakistani television serials. And in the past, when Fawad Khan acted, they went and saw the movies anyway. So I doubt whether there is social or societal pressure of any kind. But everyone wants to, especially the film industry, which has no record of standing up to anything except a stray exception.
Well, but you say usually the film industry, they just want to make these terrific Bollywood films. But you have a warning for your countrymen, because not only do people appreciate the films that these Pakistani actors are in, but you write, don't be surprised. We read Pakistani authors. We Facebook with Pakistani friends. We write about Pakistan. Don't be surprised if that can be declared anti-national.
Well, that's obviously a little bit of journalistic rhetoric. But the point is, who knew 2 years ago or 3 years ago that we would be asked to stop watching a movie with a Pakistani, or the filmmakers would be asked to stop making films with Pakistani. We didn't know that. So I feel that we have reached a point of absurdity, and this point, the bottom has not been reached. Tomorrow, anyone can say anything. You know, there are a lot of Indian-Pakistani marriages. Some pressure may come on them of some sort. It hasn't. And the government has clearly said that there is no official policy. But don't forget that in the past few years, there's not been much cricket between India and Pakistan, thanks to pressure, again, from nationalist parties, especially in Mumbai. And who knows what's going to be next? We live in kind of trepidation. So this was, I was only trying to press the point. But yes, there is a sense that this is going just too far.
That's Siddharth Bhatia, founder and editor of The Wire, News from India. Siddharth, thank you.
Thank you.
And here's more from the soundtrack to the Bollywood film This Heart is Complicated. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.